but he doesn't know his zodiac sign from his zodiac killer. And honestly, I'm just so tired of talking about men, you know? Like, how positively shameful for someone of my standing to somehow still be finding myself totally obsessed with the superfluous yet delicious pleasures of the flesh, you know? It's obscene, Senorita, obscene! I'm a worldwide sensation, you know? Egg cream has been an absolute blast for Asian audiences, by the way. My best international box office since Tube Boy. Thanks for asking. Just kidding. That would be extremely rude of you. But it is, honestly, and you know, if there's one thing I've learned from all of this, it's that you never can tell which ones are going to work and which ones aren't. But listen to me when I repeat myself. It worked. Anyway, next, and I absolutely shouldn't be saying this because my agent would absolutely demolish me if I told you, and I mean just absolutely, probably actually sue me somehow, but Darren Aronofsky's next project is an Aleister Crowley film, and they're asking me to read for it. I mean, are those Oscar bells I hear? Darling, do Oscars even have bells? My goodness, just listen to me, of course they do. But yes, I read the script, and you know it's Josh Safdie, so you know it's going to be good and raw and emotional and extreme, which it absolutely was. But I feel like they only got Crowley sort of half-captured, if you know what I mean. Firstly, Alistair was so athletic. Let me tell you, that part was not a myth. But for as intellectually diverse as his pursuits always were, he never quite became a man of the world in the way they have him here in the screenplay, you know? And of course, you know, I understand the mistake, since most people only know the man from his words, but if you could actually see him, that strange little Fred Mertz of a man. Like, honestly, when I Love Lucy first came to England, I saw that Fred Mertz. I said, Sharon, now there's someone who physically resembles Aleister Crowley. But yes, he looks exactly like a young art school Fred Mertz, always smoking his little pipe and saying his little funny wrong magical things that didn't really work that well. But he sure did use that wand of his a lot, didn't he, darling? You don't have to answer that, darling. The man was a literal sham-wow for various potent magical and non-magical semens. And where was I? Oh, yes. I don't quite think Josh Safdie captured the real man. You know, the how to himself and sort of repressed he was. And the way he always sort of found a way to annoy you in a way where it meant to dominate you in the conversation. And his strange little empty laugh. And, you know, other details of that nature. I'll still read for it, of course. But, you know, that's just Maxie being coxy. And as I literally always say, it's lonely up here at the top, wouldn't you say?
Nie mogę doczekać się, kiedy ten dzień się skończy.